And you are listening to the Texas Standard. As soccer fans gear up for the World Cup's final stretch, many North Texans are already looking forward to the next tournament. In 2026, Dallas will be among the Cup's host cities. It's not just soccer lovers who are excited either. KERA's Pablo Arauz-Pena reports local leaders expect the games to bring in billions of dollars.
Sylvan Avenue Tavern in West Dallas is filled with soccer fans on this Tuesday last month. All eyes are on the U.S. team's face-off with Iran. Joshua Hall says he took off work to root for the U.S. He grew up in a Hispanic household and loves playing the sport.
I'm a fanatic. I can always say, I watched both footballs, American and world football.
While the U.S. didn't make it past the round of 16, Hall's still thrilled that the world's biggest sports event is coming to Dallas in 2026. Hall was just 3 years old in 1994 when the Cup Games were held at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. His family attended, and now he plans to continue the tradition by bringing his daughter, who will be four by then.
Just to have it here, the world's talent's going to be here. I hope the U.S. can play here so I can go see them in my backyard, but if not, then I'm going to find a way to go see my U.S. play. But it's good for the city, too.
Dallas.
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 Let's bring the World Cup to Dallas.
It was June when FIFA announced the tournament's coming to North Texas. Sports celebrities and local officials cheered the news at the public announcement in downtown Dallas. It's among 16 2026 World Cup host cities, including Houston, spread across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Monica Paul leads the Dallas Sports Commission, which works to bring sports events to the region. She's in Qatar, absorbing all that she can from this year's Cup.
Quite honestly, it's something that it's hard to describe unless you're here to see it, witness it, and feel it.
Paul's caught three games, including the U.S. playing the Netherlands in the round of 16. She says the tournament's a diverse cultural experience and that the 2026 Cup will be a huge boost for North Texas.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime, definitely a once-in-generation opportunity that even if you're not a soccer fan, it's very hard to not be immersed in everything that the World Cup is.
Paul estimates DFW could see an economic impact of $400 million per match. That's not counting what a potential final match could add. During June's announcement, FC Dallas President Dan Hunt said he anticipates the overall impact for North Texas will be in the billions of dollars.
It's not just limited to hosting games here, and our goal is to get at least six games for the World Cup.
AT&T Stadium in Arlington will host some of those matches. Jim Ross is the city's mayor.
The World Cup gives us an opportunity to show what we're about, to show that regardless of the diversity, regardless of the different countries that these teams are playing from, you can come here to Arlington, Texas, and have the best World Cup ever.
At the U.S.-Iran party in Dallas, fans watch as America fends off their opponent's strong offense. The party's organized by the local chapter of Barra 76, a support group for the U.S. men's national team. Organizer Miguel Villalpando says they focus on Spanish-speaking fans. He hopes the next big tournament will help them grow.
I am excited about the whole World Cup, but I'm more excited at the fact that we're going to have more new fans sticking around. That way they can support all the local leagues.
Which goes to show, in 2026, the biggest winners here may be the fans. I'm Pablo Arauz-Pena in Dallas.